Welcome to our collective nightmare, where the news is as bleak and absurd as the world we inhabit. Today, we bear witness to a tragedy that epitomizes the twisted carnival of American politics, a nation so polarized it could be mistaken for a Picasso painting. Charlie Kirk, a young father and fervent voice of MAGA conservatism, was gunned down on a college campus in Utah. A single bullet silenced him, not just as an individual but as a symbol of what remains of free speech in this country. Kirk's assassination is another grim entry in America's long ledger of political violence. It's like we're stuck in some macabre loop where bullets are ballots and every disagreement ends with someone bleeding out on the pavement. The manhunt for his killer continues, but let's be honest, does anyone really expect justice when chaos reigns supreme? This isn't just about one man's death, it's about a nation unraveling at the seams. Political discourse has devolved into open warfare, with social media serving as the battleground. In this digital coliseum, people celebrate death like they've won some grotesque lottery while others scream blame across their echo chambers. Meanwhile, President Trump offers thoughts and prayers from his ivory tower. Or perhaps it's more accurate to say he fans the flames while pretending to douse them with gasoline-soaked rags. His rhetoric promises vengeance rather than reconciliation, ensuring that this cycle of violence spins ever faster. Leaders call for unity and calm as if words alone can stop bullets or heal wounds carved by hatred. But let's face it, those pleas are drowned out by the cacophony of rage that defines modern America. We don't need more speeches. We need action that nobody seems willing or able to take. And so we stumble forward into an uncertain future where every public figure might be next on someone's hit list. A dystopia where fear is currency and peace feels like an unattainable dream. In closing, remember, this isn't just another headline, it's our reality now, a waking nightmare from which there seems no escape.
First world problems, folks. Today, we're diving into the bizarre realm of things only people in the first world can find time to fret over. You know, like when your smartwatch doesn't sync with your treadmill. But let's talk about something a bit more serious. Threats to HBCUs. Now imagine this. Multiple historically black colleges and universities go into lockdown because of potential threats. Meanwhile, somewhere else in America, someone is losing their mind because Starbucks ran out of oat milk for their grande iced caramel macchiato. It's a classic case of first world problems versus real world problems. While students are sheltering in place at Spelman College due to these threats, someone is furiously typing a Yelp review about how their brunch was ruined because they had to settle for almond milk instead. And here's the kicker, the FBI's on it. They're aware of hoax threat. Coles, it's reassuring that they're investigating these serious issues while simultaneously someone is calling 911 because they can't find their Uber driver in a crowded parking lot. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries called these threats against HBCUs despicable. Meanwhile, Chad from accounting thinks it's despicable that his favorite artisanal cheese shop has stopped carrying truffle-infused brie. It's all about perspective. One person's crisis is another person's minor inconvenience. So next time you're tempted to complain that your phone's facial recognition doesn't work when you're wearing sunglasses, remember there are students just trying to get an education without being threatened by hoaxes. In conclusion, let's keep our priorities straight and maybe save some outrage for issues that actually matter, like making sure every college student feels safe on campus. And if you really want something to be outraged about, how about the fact that avocado toast still costs $12?
In today's edition of the Daily Dose of Dystopia, we find ourselves in the midst of a real-life geopolitical thriller that seems to have been plucked straight from the pages of a dystopian novel. Poland, our brave protagonist, has triggered NATO's Article 4 after Russian drones decided to take an impromptu tour of Polish airspace. Yes, you heard it right. Russian drones were caught playing hide-and-seek over Poland, marking the first time NATO had to flex its military muscles since the war in Ukraine began. 19 breaches later, with 16 drones scattered like confetti across Poland's landscape, NATO allies gathered for a chat around their proverbial water cooler. The Polish Prime Minister labeled this drone debacle as an unprecedented violation, while other officials called it a deliberate act by Russia, because nothing says friendly neighbor quite like sending unmanned aerial vehicles uninvited into your backyard. As if on cue, President Trump chimed in with his characteristic flair for understatement. A potential act of war could be just a misunderstanding. After all, who among us hasn't accidentally flown a drone into another country's airspace? Meanwhile, Poland is busy restricting air traffic and calling emergency meetings at the UN Security Council. In response, Russia insists that no targets in Poland were ever on their hit list, a statement about as convincing as claiming your dog ate your homework. This isn't the first time Article 4 has been dusted off for use. It's happened 7 times before, when nations felt threatened by their neighbors' antics. But let's be honest, triggering Article 4 feels more like pressing snooze on an alarm clock than actually waking up to deal with the fire outside. And so we watch as world leaders play chess with military might, while ordinary folks hope they don't become pawns in this high-stakes game. As always, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, because when reality reads like fiction, there's never a dull moment in our march towards dystopia.
Welcome to the Existential Crisis Hour, where we ponder the cosmic absurdities of existence, one black hole collision at a time. Today, we're diving into an article from CNN titled Black Hole Collision, which describes the recent detection of two black holes merging in unprecedented detail. And if you're wondering how this relates to your own existential dread, well, let's just say that contemplating the universe's indifference might be a good start. Imagine this: two colossal voids in space, each 30 to 35 times the mass of our sun, decide to tango around each other for what could be eons. They eventually collide in a cosmic dance that's both graceful and terrifying, producing gravitational waves that ripple through space-time like a universal alarm clock no one asked for. Yet here we are, billions of light years away on Earth, straining our ears with LIGO's high-tech hearing. It's just to catch these faint whispers from the cosmos. It's as if the universe is saying, "Look at me, I'm doing something spectacular," while humanity sits on its tiny blue dot wondering why it can't find matching socks or remember where it left its car keys. But let's not get too bogged down by our insignificance. As Maximiliano Issi from Columbia University points out in the study, published in Physical Review Letters, these black holes were orbiting each other in almost a perfect circle. Perfection. In this chaotic universe, it's almost comforting to know that even celestial bodies can have their act together better than most of us during Monday morning meetings. And then there's Einstein and Hawking, the intellectual giants whose predictions about these cosmic phenomena are being confirmed decades later. It's like they're up there somewhere, nodding smugly, while we mortals finally catch up with what they figured out ages ago. Their theories form the operating system of our understanding of space-time, a system that's apparently more reliable than any software update we've ever had to install. Yet despite all this progress, we're reminded by Stephen Hawking's surface area theorem that when two black holes merge, their combined surface area never decreases. A profound truth about growth and expansion. Or maybe just another reminder that even after cataclysmic events, things tend not to shrink back down to size, just like those jeans you swore you'd fit into again someday. So here we are, witnessing cosmic collisions and confirming age-old theories while grappling with our daily dilemmas and existential musings. Perhaps it's all just an elaborate joke played by an indifferent universe, a reminder that while we're busy trying to make sense of everything around us, sometimes it's okay to sit back and let the absurdity wash over us like gravitational waves through space-time. After all, if black holes can ring like bells struck by hammers across billions of light years, and scientists can hear them, maybe there's hope for us yet, or at least some comfort in knowing that somewhere out there lies proof of order amid chaos, even if it's far beyond our reach or comprehension.
In the capitalist fever dream, Wall Street dances to the rhythm of inflated expectations and rate cut fantasies. The Dow surges past 46,000, a hollow victory in a world teetering on economic brinkmanship. This milestone is not one of progress, but a testament to the market's relentless ascent amid the chaos of tariffs and faltering economies. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ follow suit, reaching record highs as if to mark the very notion of stability. Inflation data, meticulously massaged into alignment with investor hopes, serves as the catalyst for this euphoric rally. A celebration ensues, a parade of numbers that mask underlying fragility. Investors cheer as they clutch their talismans of optimism, an inflation report that conveniently aligns with their desires for lower interest rates. The Federal Reserve becomes both savior and enabler, poised to slash rates in a bid to prop up this precarious house of cards. In this surreal marketplace, smaller companies represented by the Russell 2000 revel in rate sensitivity like moths drawn to a flame. Their rise is less triumph than it is a symptom, a desperate grasp at short-term gains amidst long-term uncertainty. Meanwhile, beneath this veneer of prosperity lies a labor market, gasping for breath. Jobless claims spike alarmingly, an ominous sign ignored in favor of bond-buying frenzies that drive treasury yields downwards. The specter of unemployment looms large yet remains unseen by those blinded by bullish fervor. Traders gamble on near certainty. A quarter-point cut from the Fed seems inevitable. Whispers even speak of more drastic measures. A half-point slash lurking at the fringes like an uninvited guest at this financial masquerade. Elsewhere, corporate machinations continue unabated as Warner Brothers Discovery shares soar on speculation alone. Another chapter in capitalism's tale, where rumors hold more value than reality itself. Thus unfolds another day within our collective hallucination. Profits prioritized over people. Markets worshipped while livelihoods languish. Illusions celebrated, even as truths are buried beneath layers upon layers woven tightly together by greed's unyielding hand.